Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our yearly cycle updates. Today, we're going to be talking about this idea of established in the covenant of love. God has given us this tremendous covenant of love, and one of our roles is to get established in this covenant. And we're actually going to be taking communion over the upcoming week here based on this idea of being established in the covenant of love. But let's get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this training on established in the covenant of love. Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those who are watching this and their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I just thank you, Lord, for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever even began. And Lord, I just thank you for all the abundance of good things you've done for us. And we're just going to pray this prayer out of Ephesians 1 that we just keep asking, Lord, that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling challenged and inspired and encouraged and enlightened all at the same time. And we ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and this covenant that you've given us and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And keep your hand on us and help us to do today what's right and best in your eyes, and help our love to abound more and more so that we're able to discern what is right and best in your eyes. And help us to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and to do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so established in the covenant of love. Last week, we're reading out of Ephesians chapter 3, and we're talking about this prayer that the Apostle Paul prays for the people found in Ephesians chapter 3. And in this, he talks about being rooted and established in love. And then we were talking about also last week in Deuteronomy chapter 7, God said he'd given this people, given the people a covenant of love. He'd given the people this covenant of love. And so it talks about being established in love. We could talk about being established in the covenant of love. So let's read this from Ephesians chapter 3 real quick, just for some reference, and then we'll discuss it a little bit more. But Paul says, for this reason, this is Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14, says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is this love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So he says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. So I was doing a little research. This kind of just jumped out to me last week as we were talking about it. This word established, rooted. So when we plant a tree, we plant seeds, they got to get rooted. And we talked about last week how there's this whole underground ecosystem that we never see this happening under the surface. And the same is true in our lives. When we first receive God, we first learn about this covenant of love, we got to get some roots developed. We got to let this thing grow down and get roots developed down on the inside of us. But then we've got to get established. I looked at a little research, just Googling, what does it mean for a tree to be established? It means it's firm, it's consistent, it's stable. You could say it's steadfast. We've been talking a lot about God's steadfast love, about how God has given us this covenant of love where he's given us his steadfast love. In Hebrew, that word for steadfast love is hesed, which is his covenant obligation, his covenant commitment, where he, on purpose, he willingly obligated himself to loving kindness, to loving goodness, to do good continually for us in this covenant that's found in Christ. And he's obligated himself to that. And our role, in Corinthians, it tells us he always gives us the victory. So therefore, be what? Steadfast and immovable. Our job is to get established in this covenant, to establish this in our hearts, that we've got this covenant with God, that he is working for our good, and to receive that from him, to receive this love from him, to receive this love from him and let it flow through us so that we begin to love ourselves and we begin to love other people as well. And to get established in this love, to get established in his love and letting that flow through us out to other people. Jesus says this is the most important thing, to be loving God and to be loving people. To love him is to obey his commandments and to walk out what he's asking us to do. And part of that is getting established in this covenant, receiving and getting established in everything that he made available for us in Christ. He poured the cup of his wrath onto the body of Jesus so that we could have his cup of blessing. And he's given us everything that he has. He's given us his spirit, his wisdom, his kingdom, his power, his love, his righteousness, his peace, his joy, his presence, his time, his energy, his finances. He's given us everything in this covenant of love. And we got to receive that and let it flow through us to other people. Now, there's one other verse that I came across. I'm going to read it off of my phone here. I've got some notes about being established in the covenant. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18, it says this: "And thou says in thine heart, my power and my might have gotten me this wealth. But you should remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you the power to get wealth. And why does he do it? So that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day." And so there's this idea of we have to get established in this covenant. We got to get fixed. We got to get firm. We got to get consistent and unmovable in it. And everything we need, God's given us in Christ. And so we're going to take communion here as a reminder of our covenant of love and getting established in this covenant of love, to become fixed and unmovable in it. That God is with me. He's given me his steadfast love, and he's helping me in everything that I'm doing. He's doing everything he can to make me great. And I'm going to receive that. I'm going to put my hope and I'm going to put my trust and my faith in that and what he made available to us in Christ. And let that flow through me into loving other people the same way that he's loved me. So every time we take communion, we do it in holy awe. And I want this communion to be symbolic of, in the Jewish culture, they have on the Sabbath day, they would have a cup of wine. They're saying blessing over the cup of wine for the upcoming week. And so we can be taking communion over this upcoming week. But every time we take communion, we do so with holy awe. And every time we do it, the Apostle Paul says, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. And that death was a big deal because it marked the transition from that old covenant of law to this new covenant of grace and love. And to get established in this new covenant. And when his body was broken, the veil was torn. We've got this new covenant of love. And his death was that transition point. His death was the transition to the new. And it should be a reminder that this is a transitioning to be made new, to get established in this covenant of love, and to set our hearts to get rooted and grounded and established in that. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." If you have your bread, you can take it. If not, you can imagine with us and visualize with us. And then after dinner on Passover, Jesus took the cup. He says, this is the cup of the covenant, of the new covenant, this covenant of love in my blood. All covenants had to be cut in blood. This has been done. It's a blood sworn oath in the blood of Jesus. Poured out, he says, for many. Poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. That we could be right with God. We could have this agreement. We could have this partnership with God. On our yearly cycle, we just got past Pentecost. Pentecost was just earlier this week. Pentecost is the midpoint of the year. The middle ground is a reminder of the covenant. The midpoint of the year is a reminder of the covenant. It's the reminder is where the two sides come together. We come to this communion table and the two sides are coming together. God and man coming together in this covenant of love, in this agreement and this partnership. God's given us his best. He's given us everything he has. And we're bringing what we can do to the table and submitting to him and following his leading, following his voice, following his guidance, letting his love flow through us to other people. The lesser person in the covenant is always the one who is more blessed. We've got this amazing covenant. We've got a partnership with God. We have an invisible partner that is working continually for our good. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So, on the yearly cycle, we have the two sides coming together. On Pentecost, in the Jewish tradition, it says that that was the day that the covenant was established. That was the day that Moses had the Ten Commandments given to him, and the covenant began to get established or given on the day of Pentecost. After Jesus' crucifixion, he says, wait for the power from on high, and the Holy Spirit comes on the day of Pentecost to help us get this covenant established. This time of year is a reminder of this, to be getting this covenant of love established in our lives, to be steadfast and fixed and immovable in it, that God is working for my good, and I'm going to receive that from him and let it flow through me, transforming my actions, transforming my words, transforming my emotion, transforming the way I do things. Why? Because God's with me and he loves me, and love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails. It never fails. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.